Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, good evening, and thank you for allowing me to enter your homes tonight. My name is Oscar Villegas, and welcome to Oscar Villegas Psychic Spirit Connection Show. If you like a good reading, please from USA, from the USA, the number to call is 760-283-4611. This is from the USA. If you are calling from the outside the USA, the number is just a 001-760-283-4611. I also, if anybody likes to know more about myself, or if you'd like to follow me, I would like to have a Skype readings, because I get so many messages still, you know, every week I repeat this, but sometimes perhaps it's good just to repeat it again. But if anybody looking for Skype readings, the way to go for this is if you go to my website, which is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. You go to that page, in the page of readings, there is actually a button there for sky readings. You press a button, it will connect you to my line. Then we speak, basically we arrange a date, and we go from there, yes? So that's the way, really, basically, how to make it a phone call through Skype. You can also, through my website also, you can go to my page event, and then there is a button for Facebook. In that page, you just press the button, and that will lead you to my Facebook, and by pressing the button, we become friends at the click of the button, basically. Oops. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for one thing I'd like to say really, really strongly is I'd like to thank so many people, to all the people who joined me, myself, Oscar Villegas, Greg, my friend Greg Smith, and Sandy Cox, the people that joined us on Sunday at the Hamway Club for the charity night. The charity night that was for the AIDS of Julia's House. The good news is we had raised £715. So well done to all of you. Well done to everybody who came in on the night. Thank you for the great support, for the support that we had during the campaign, shall I say, or the promoting this event, because the local people also donated a lot of things for the raffle. My students, I mean, they are very, very proud of them, because they also donated so many things. And the local community, the local business people as well, Pizza Hut, they give us a £20 voucher. The lady, the photographer, Deborah Hurst, and she donated a £60 voucher for the photographers. And the lavish headdressers. Also, you know, there's so many people, they donate so many things. And on the night, two of the lovely ladies from Julia House, they were there to greet the people that were coming in. And that was really nice for the people that were paying the night, to see actually see some of the members of the staff from there. And you know what? The ladies, they say to me, there's so many people, they were putting notes, rather the coins. And the girls, they were so happy, because in the past, they get the shillings, you know, they get the change. But on Sunday, people were putting the notes into the little pot. So God bless you all. Thank you very much. For all the people, they were there, and the lovely girls, they were Jamie and Michelle from the Julia's House. Those two girls that were there, helping in promoting the Julia's House. So it was fantastic night. So as I said, we raised £715. So once again, to everybody who joined us today, thank you, well done, and God bless you for all your help. Thank you. Right, for the people, this is for the people in the Somerset area, perhaps even Bath, all that area, Bristol, and so many people around that little potent places. On Saturday 16th, this Saturday, I haven't got a psychic night at the Glastonbury Assembly's room. This one is on Saturday night, 7:30, and 7:30 night time. That's the British time, of course, yeah? 7:30, Saturday night, the Glastonbury, and the Glastonbury, the Assembly rooms in Glastonbury. If you like to have a good night, and if you want to receive the message from your loved ones, and if you think I'm the man for you, for to deliver those messages, shall I say, please come along. Come along, and I will be very happy to link you with your loved ones. So this is Saturday 16th, this Saturday, 7:30, night time. On Friday 22nd of June, a night with the unknown. Now, this night, I'm looking forward to this one because this is in Wimborne. This is an overnight investigation, and this is at the Merley House in Wimborne, Dorset. This venue it's one of those places that you look at it and you look at the place, immediately you know that that place is haunted. That's the first impression that you look at it. As you look from outside, you know that the place is, as people have said to me, "Ooh, that place looks spooky." Perhaps it's spooky to people, but to me, no, it's really beautiful. It's a place because I know that on Friday the 22nd, we're going to have a fantastic night. This is the overnight investigation, okay? At the Merley House in Wimborne, Dorset. And this one is from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. So if you are interested on this event, just please call me for details. The number to call the landline is 01202-523-820. I'll repeat that for you. The landline in Bournemouth is 01202-523-820. And also, you can follow this on Facebook. On Facebook, there are all the information in there. But if you are not a friend of mine on Facebook, you can also go to my page, a public figure page. I have a page in there with a public figure, and that page is also all the information in there. Okay, so if you want to know more about it, remember the numbers to call is 01202-523-820, and my mobile number is 07787576452. I'll repeat that for you, 07787576452. This is the numbers that you need to call for more information. Okay, so that is coming on Saturday. Friday 22nd. Friday the 22nd. So I dare you to be there. Right. On the 30th of June, this is a good one. Hello, Belfast, and good evening to you all over there, because I know there's so many people in Belfast. They follow this show on a Wednesday night because they all come back to me and they said to me, we were listening to you last night, we were listening to you, and we're looking forward to see you. Well, guys, we'll be there on the 30th of June in Belfast, Ireland. On the daytime, on the 30th of June, which is at the end of this month, of course, I will be holding a workshop, okay, in the daytime. And this workshop is at the Natty Spirit, okay? So if anybody is interested in about this workshop, please contact Claire Sirit at the Natty Spirit in Belfast. Follow to that one on the night time, the lovely Claire Sirit and myself, we will be joining the two worlds as one, to become one. We're holding a psychic night on the night time. This is at the Emerald Roadhouse, Finnegan Road in Belfast, North Belfast. Okay? So this is on Saturday, 30th of June. So I'm looking forward to see you guys. To those that I met, to those that I just met, I will look forward to see you guys. And that is on the 30th of June at the workshop as well, at the night time, or the psychic night. Now, Saturday, 23rd of June. This is an eye also for the local ones. And this is in Swanage. The people that has from Weymouth, all that area, people they want to see me, but they cannot make their way this way, but they're quite close to you from Weymouth. This one is on Saturday, 23rd of June. It's a clairvoyant night, psychic night. And this one is at the Moland Theatre at the Swanage in Dorset. I repeat that. Saturday, 23rd of June. It's a psychic night at the Moland Theatre in Swanage, Dorset, at 7:30 p.m. For more information also, you can just get in touch with me or with the Ambulance Theater itself or with Facebook me, website me, call me. There's so many ways how to get to know whatever we go and everything, okay? Guys, there's a lot of people waiting here, but before we go to anything, before I go to the area 803, but please, before I go there, I'd like to wish a very, very, very happy birthday to Mike Davis. Mikey, wherever you are, my friend, I wish you a very, very happy birthday. I know that you perhaps at this time of the night, I don't know if you know what your name is, because I'm quite sure you have quite a few chocolates tonight. So, Mikey, I wish you because all the people that we know you, we love you and we wish you a very happy birthday. Not bad for the age. Right now we're going for the area. I'm going for the code area 803. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Well, good evening to me. Perhaps good afternoon to you. Is that right?
Well, here it is. I'm in South Carolina, so it's a quarter to 6 o'clock.
Oh, it's almost good evening to you then.
Yeah.
Good evening. Okay, thank you very much for calling tonight, and thank you for your patience, okay?
Oh, no problem.
Right. Before I start working with you, well, the only thing I'm really interested in, I know the area code has been given, but what I really am all interested in now is your name. Can I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Brandy.
Brandy?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Brandy. Pleased to meet you. Right.
I'm here.
Thank you. The only thing, as I said, that's the only thing I want to know is about you. That is the only thing I'd like to know is your name. And the only thing I do is because at this moment, I feel there's so many, many, so many people gathering around you, because I do feel this is a time to celebrations, shall I say, because I want to say happy birthday, but it's a happy birthday. The happy birthday I want to give to a person. Perhaps there's an spirit today, okay? Now, the initial S has been given to me. The initial S has been given to me as well, but also the date of the week, which is the date of the week, which is Sunday. Sunday has been given to me, and so I pass it on to you now. Now, I got a child who's coming here very close to me, but apart from this child also, I have a beautiful, beautiful male. Shall I say beautiful? No, as a beautiful as a look, but with a beautiful energy. Now, this person that comes to me is like coming to me like from a father figure to you. Is your father still with us here?
My father has passed away.
Right. That's okay. But he's still with us here because that's what I feel. He's still very strong. He's still very strong with you. Oh, gosh. Okay. Ground. Then, as I'm talking to you, the condition has been taken to my chest. My chest has been pressed from the front to the back. So that allowed me to feel, to believe that he would have got to the spirit world. This is not the way he would have got. Please don't say more. But the only way I feel is like he gave me the impression that the problem with my chest. Do you understand this?
Yes. Well, he had pancreatic cancer, but then mm-hmm. when he was sleeping that morning, we feel that his passing was actually caused because of his heart stopping.
The heart stopped, absolutely. Because the way he allowed me to feel was, it was so strong. It was like I was talking to you, he took my breath. That's what he did. He took my breath. And it's the kind of way as I felt straight away where the area. But then again, at the same time, he takes me all the condition, the body, all to the lower part of my body, to my condition, to the lower part of my body. Now, the cancer was, as I felt with him, the cancer that would have started because he allowed me, he pushed my hand on my right hand side of my waist, but at the back, not the front, at the back. And from there, he takes my hand to the front to acknowledge all the parts of the body that would be, basically, he was riddled with cancer. Do you understand this?
Yes.
That was yesterday, okay? That was yesterday. Today, he's celebrating the freedom, as I say to many people when I say when I'm working, the freedom from the conditions or the pains or the physical. He don't have any more physical body, any more physical pains. He is happy. Happy because he made me feel that he's got a child that he's giving company to him. But I feel very much the child. As I feel this little one, I feel this child is belong to you. You lost a child?
No, I didn't. But my mom has, there's four of us, but she did have a stillbirth in her 7th month of pregnancy, so.
Because it's almost like a, I know that didn't touch the earth, but nevertheless, it was a child. Even this little one would have been with the mother for 3 days, to me, it would be alive. Do you understand that, yeah? So your daddy is very happy to let me know that this little one is there with him. This little one would be basically waiting for him, greeting him there. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. The initial R has been given to me, and the number 27 has been given to me as well. So the number 27, it could be anything, the 27, the month or the day of the month, or the vice versa, if I was to turn around, 27, 72, or the number 9. Which is then this number is important in the family?
Well, my son's birthday is the 27th, and I also have a nephew who was born on the 27th.
Right. That is the numbers that your daddy is acknowledging, okay? He's acknowledging these numbers, which are important to him, okay? Also, as I said also that as well, the number 9, which it links to me with the time, the month of the year, okay? The month of the year.
Oh,
which
okay,
is
yeah.
You understand this?
Yes, my son, he was born on the 27th of September.
There you go. I just like to say to you one thing. Your daddy is one of those persons, the way he was in the physical, no difference the way he is today. Very much in contact with his loved ones. Very much in touch with you still to let you know that he has not gone. He's still with you guys. He's still very much, he's still very, very close to you. And he always will be. He always will be. Okay? He's asking me to celebrate. Now, this is what happened here, okay? Because he said he asked me to... I know that the time... I don't want to cut you off yet because I've been asked, time is up. But I don't want to do this because I feel that your daddy said, please don't go. Stay for a second because he'd be waiting. Not just you, but your dad also said to me he'd be waiting. Now, who has the initial R?
The initial R...
Okay, say for instance, sounds like a Raphael.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Right. Hold on to the number. To the name. If you can connect with the names, you know how to connect me. And if you like to know more about this myself, or just if you like to add me on Facebook, please just go to www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there is a button there for Facebook. Add me, and perhaps we can talk more about it. Okay.
Okay, I will.
You can retrieve this call. You can download the call if you go to www.mikespiritfm, okay?
Okay.
Now,
thanks.
Before I go, Brandy, before I go, you know what he said to me?
What?
Not that you like a brandy, but your daddy said, brandy tastes just nice. Okay?
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Sorry?
He would say stuff like that.
Absolutely. That's him. That's your daddy all over. Okay? Blessing.
Okay,
God bless.
Thank you.
You take care.
Okay, you're
Bye-bye.
Wonderful. God bless.
God bless. Thank you very much. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye. Now, thank you to Brandy for that lovely call. And now we're going to another area called, which is 803. Good evening. Are you there?
Hi, Oscar. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm good. Hanging in there.
Good. You know what? That sounds good, because sometimes in life that's the only thing we can do when the task goes going, something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to say something, but at the moment, Do you understand what I mean, no? You know,
yep.
Okay. Now, I'm always wanted to say something that, you know, I wanted to get it out of my mouth, but I couldn't. I couldn't because there might be a reason for it, because I feel very much there is, at this moment, there is something that you want to say that you are not allowed to say it. It's something that, not that you want to scream it out, but you can, the time is not right for it. Do you understand this?
I'm not sure.
Right. Work with me here, because I want to say one thing. Before I go any further than this, can I have your name? Just your name. That's all I want.
Debbie.
Sorry?
Debbie.
Okay, Debbie.
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel by saying Debbie, I got a gentleman who said to me, Debbie is the name, but I would call her Deborah if she wasn't a naughty girl. Do you understand this?
Right.
Okay. Now I got a gentleman who came into me at this moment. Now this gentleman, the gentleman linking with you here at the moment, he has given me the number 7. Now the number 7 could be 7 minutes, 7 months, 7 years, 7 children. But I want to go for the month of the year, which is the month of July. Do you understand this?
Right.
Okay. Now I want to link this gentleman from the father figure. But your father, can I, before I go and say as well, I want to give you the initial M. Who holds the initial M, please?
N or M?
M as a mother.
I have a sister, Margaret.
With us here.
Huh?
In the physical, yes?
Yes, yes.
Right. Now, by acknowledging Margaret here, what I like to acknowledge is, because I've been passed on, and not so just an information, but it's a reason to believe, to understand that at this time, at the moment, I'd like to connect with Margaret, because I know that she's going through a little bit of situation, a difficult situation at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that is very important for me to acknowledge that, because I know there's also a lot of, I can see a lot of tears, but tears that I can see rolling down from her face. Not just her, not just Margaret herself, but also, are you one of the 5 children?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. I know. Because I see the 5 children here so close at the moment. You are very close family. You understand this?
Yes.
The one person's pain is the whole family's pain. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Right. Are you grieving at the moment?
I am. I recently lost my husband.
I know. That's why I say, are you grieving at the moment? Are you grieving at the moment? That's why I said, because the reason why I'm grieving at the moment, because I can see, not that I see you dressed up in black, because that's not what I want to say, but I see the tears also running from your eyes. They're still very much. I want to give you the number 3. What's the number 3 for, please? Number 3? It could be three weeks, 3 months, 3 years, or the month of the year, which is the month of March.
March. Well, March is my that's my brother's birthday. I have a brother birthday in March. My husband passed away in February.
Now, he passed in February, towards the end of February. Is that right?
No, the beginning.
The beginning. Now, what happened in March? What happened the first week of March? Now, what's the number 12 for you?
Well, my birthday is in December.
Okay. Now, because what I like to do, Colleen, the 12 is your connection. Now, the number 3 also is special. Now, the number 3, I want to say number 3 as the third. Now, if I was to go for the week of the day of the week, I would like to say Wednesday. Now, I don't know if your husband crossed on a Wednesday or he crossed on the 3rd.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I think he did.
Yes, he did. Because he's laughing. He said that's okay because not that you don't remember, but he knows that you do remember. But however, that is not important for him that you don't remember. He just want to bring that to your mind, not to your mind, as a by second memory to say to you he's still very much with you there. Now, apart from Margaret, who is Michael?
My husband's brother. He also passed.
Absolutely, because I want to bring this. I want to bring Michael here, who very, very happily is coming to join you here tonight because he knows that it's been. Your husband just gone 2 years ago.
Excuse me.
Your husband passed 2 years ago.
My husband? No, he just passed in February. He passed in February.
He just passed. You just passed it this February. Now, he's given the number 2, okay? Now, the number 2, I don't know if he went 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or the time would be 2 o'clock.
Well, he passed on the 2nd.
On the 2nd. That's fine.
February 2nd. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Because that's exactly what he's giving me here, okay? Now, I know that this has been hard for you, not just for you, but for the whole family,
yes.
Okay? Now, your brother also likes to say hello to you, and he said to you to remain strong. He wants to see you strong, okay?
Okay.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine because I feel very much that you have called a lot of, you know when you say you're hanging up? And you know when I said to you sometimes you want to shout something out but you cannot because it's like you got a tennis ball in your throat.
Right.
That's exactly what he said to me because he knows that you want to still want to cry aloud the pain that you perhaps you're going through it because
right.
You're missing your husband. But he knows that's where I felt that you want to scream, you want to shout, you want to cry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's good to, if you think that that's what you want to do, perhaps you want to go to a place like by the seaside where nobody knows you and you just scream as loud as possible. Or just hug a tree, you know. If you just go by the tree, hug a tree, give it a hug to the tree, talk to the tree, tell it, give the tree the pains. I can promise you, you will feel better, you feel much better. You will receive healing at the same time from the tree. A lot of people don't, you know, it's amazing how people receive. I do. I do that myself if I feel that I need a healing. I go to the tree, to the biggest tree that I can find, and I hug the tree, and I stay there until I know that all my pain has been passed on to the tree. You're not going to do any harm to the tree, but the tree will give you healing. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know that it's been very, very hard for you. You got 3 children yourself?
I have 4.
Sorry?
4. We have 4 children.
4 children. But you got 3 girls and 1 boy?
Yes.
That's right. Sorry. It was me who got it wrong, because your dad, your husband is acknowledging the children, okay? He lost he lost the children very much. Tell everybody I love them very much, okay? Tell the children he lost them very much. Darling, I got to move on because, unfortunately, you know, it's, I'm not saying unfortunate, because I'm very blessed to be able to help people, to bring the loved ones closer once again, okay? If you'd like to retrieve this call, this message, you just go to www.mikespiritfm, okay? And there you'll be able to... You also, if you like to get in touch with me, you can go to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Oscar. Have a great night.
And you too, darling. God bless. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye. Wow. Right. I feel a little much different. I feel a little much lighter with the person that's coming out. But, you know, as people need to receive healing in so many different ways. And my way, the way I receive healing myself, is when I help people. When I help people with the messages from the loved ones, I know that it can be painful for me sometimes as well, because I do feel the emotions and the pain of the spirit. But at the same time, when I release these messages, at the same time, I receive healing myself. Now we're going to the area code 715. Good evening. 715.
Yes, hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, hello. Sorry, can I have your names, please?
Yeah, my name's Richard.
Richard, good evening. Are you well?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Richard?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay. Now, that's one thing I want to call you now, because before I go anywhere, I want to take you to a link that I don't know. Perhaps you will understand and you will see why I want to tell you. But I want to take you to Virginia. I've never been to Virginia myself. I don't even know where it is. But I want to link you with Virginia. Where's the link with Virginia, please?
None that I know of. I've been through there when I used to drive over the road.
So you used to drive on up and down the road?
I used to drive semi-trucks for Schneider National, and I used to get through there every now and then.
Right. Now, I'd like to give you a memory of the Virginia, because I feel very much there is something that happened in Virginia, and I want to locate it. To be honest, I had no idea. They showed to me something that happened around on the side of the road. I don't know if you assisted to somebody who was in an accident, or you were witnesses to an accident, or saw somebody that something to do with a male figure who actually died in an accident in Virginia. Do you understand this?
Yeah, it's possible. I saw quite a few accidents when I was driving.
Right, because I got a male here who's coming very close, and I know this is not blood related. However, I'd like to bring it to you, because I don't know if you were to spend time with this person just for the last 5 minutes or so, or before he's cross, but he'd like to say hello and say thank you to you. Now, this is one thing I don't know. Do you limp from your left leg?
No.
Who limps with the left leg? Connected to you?
Left leg. My mother had lost part of her left leg.
Limping, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, because I like to bring this connection with you at the moment, okay? Now, when they allow me to see the limp of the leg, it's not necessary because that's how they are now, but it's kind of the way they show me that you're trying to reach somewhere now, but it's taking you a little bit time to get there. Now, I got the lady who's coming to be at this moment, she's giving me the initial S. Do you understand the initial S, please?
Yes.
Okay.
No, my ex-wife's name was Suzanne.
Sorry?
Yeah, the only S I know is my ex-wife's first name was Suzanne.
But she's still with us. She's still alive, yeah?
Yes.
Right. Now, with this lady, with the initial S, but with us in here, I'd like to bring her mother connection. You understand? Her mother in the spirit world?
Yes, yes.
And your mother also in the spirit world?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I like to bring these two ladies to you, the gathering here, they're getting together to you as a mother, okay? I know that you Susano is your ex-wife. Nevertheless, her mother is still very much acknowledging you as part of her life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your mother is laughing here because she's saying to me, the last person you expected or would you would expect to receive the message from is from your ex-mother, from your mother-in-law. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the number 10 has been given to me, please. The number 10 or the month or the year. The number 10. Can you tell the number 10, please?
The only thing about 10 would be I was thinking about either October or November this year of posting some music on my YouTube site. I've been learning to play the guitar for the last year and a half.
So you play the guitar?
Yeah, about the last year and a half, yeah. And somebody keeps on touching me on the hand all the time. I get my name called regularly.
You're very gifted, my friend. There is something special about you because I know that you know just that you used to drive in trucks. Is that right?
Yeah, semis.
Okay, yeah. Because I know just. I don't want to see it as just the trucks and you running, you know, driving the trucks. But it also sounds it's very special about you because I want to see the gift with your hands. So I don't know I don't know if you draw. I don't know if you draw or you paint.
Yeah, I used to draw and paint too.
And you don't do anymore?
No, I haven't done that for about 25, 30 years.
Okay. Everybody have your own reasons, but I feel very much what they allowed to say to me is that you are very gifted, you got a beautiful gift with your hands. Then again, not just gifted just with your hands or with your guitar, but I also feel that you also have connection, a spiritual connection. Do you understand?
Yes, yeah. I regularly see figures moving around, and I even get that spider web feeling coming across my face every now and then.
Absolutely, spider webs. You know, the most beautiful thing is when you walk in an open field and you come in with a spider web in front of your face, and that is not possible because that you are in an open field. How can it be possible? That's a spirit world for you, my friend, because I do feel very much the spirit world are very around you, especially at this time at the moment, because I feel very much, you just lost your dad.
Did I what?
You just lost your dad?
I don't know. I haven't talked to my biological dad since I was 20, so I don't know if he's alive or dead.
Who has the initial T?
The initial what?
T. T for Tommy.
T. Nobody I can think of.
Okay. Okay, who's Tracy?
Tracy. I used to know Tracy. She was married to my ex-brother-in-law. She just recently passed away.
Right. That's why I want to bring that connection with you, okay? So I knew that you will know the T, the Tracy, okay? The second way they send to you, hang on in there, my friend, because there's a lot coming your way nicely, in a very nicely way, okay? Nothing to worry about it. All good, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, my
okay.
friend. I got to move on, but please remember, if you want to download this reading, just go to Mike, www.mikespiritfm, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. God bless. Bye-bye. Now I'd like to go to the area code 203. Good evening and welcome.
Hello, Oscar. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Who am I talking to?
My name is Anne.
Sorry?
Anne. My name is Anne, and I'm calling you from Connecticut.
From, you call it from where, sorry?
Connecticut.
Okay. Wherever you call, that's okay, but I didn't get where you're calling from, but to be honest, the only thing that's really important to me is to know that you are okay. Okay?
That's good.
Right. Okay. Now, as I said to you, that's the only thing I really want to know, because I know there's so many things that you really want to know, and the only person that you want to know these things from is a person who would be very close to your heart. I feel this mail coming to you here at the moment, and I want to give you the initial P. Who has initial P as a Peter?
That's my daughter's father, but he's still on this earth.
he's still with us, yes?
Yes, yes.
Right. Now, this is one thing I want to know. That is the initial. That's Peter's the your daughter. But have you lost your partner?
No, we're not together. My choice.
Okay, your choice. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel very much. You know, sometimes when. Now this is what I want to you to. Knowledge what I'm going to say, because the way I felt is that this gentleman, your partner, is not with us, okay? Now, I'm not saying that he's going to go or he's gone, but is he going to a medical problems at the moment?
He could be. According to my daughter, he eats kind of funny. I don't know. I mean, he's got other issues. I don't know for sure, though.
I do feel there's
we're friendly, but we don't really talk a lot, you know? I mean, he's basically with somebody else.
Right, that's okay. But the reason why I want to acknowledge this is because I feel very much that there is a reason for perhaps you, just a quick phone call just to let him know, or, you know, I hope you're okay. But the truth is, no, he's not okay, all right?
Well, okay.
But we are a free spirit. We live in a free world. So you don't have to do it just because you've been asked by his mother to just do a simple hello to him, okay? His mother's in a spirit. Do you understand this?
No, she's still here.
Is she?
Yes.
Right. That makes it more complicated for me. Because
yes.
Right. That makes it a little bit more... That makes it a little bit more, not complicated, but more to look
could
around.
You have is it possible you have a different initial? Is it a different initial than P?
I know that I know that your mother's gone. Do you understand this?
Yes, my mother, yeah.
Yeah, I know that your mother's gone because she said to me, I'm okay, I'm good. She's standing by my side. She said she's gone, but the people she has, the people that I see at the moment are not different the way I look at your mother, because I can see the spirit. But I do feel very much, if I have given you these people, now there is one reason. Either they are very, very weak in the cells and there is something that needs to be acknowledged, or they are very, yes, they are with the medical problems.
Okay.
Do you understand this at all?
Oh, wait. My sister is Keith, and she has medical problems. But that's my sister. It's not, you know, a male.
That's okay. That's okay. You know,
that's why
I never walk away from anything. When they give me something, I stay with it because
okay.
I know what I see. I know what they're giving me. So because I know what they're giving me, I stick to it until I get to the bottom of it. Okay.
Now
I know the as you said to me, you are a single lady, but you know what? Sometimes, not always. But sometimes it's good to have a change, to have a rest, to have a break. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I feel at this time, at this moment, it is the best thing for you.
What's the best for me?
To be as you are at the moment.
Oh, yes. I agree with you. Yeah.
You agree with me?
Yes. Totally.
I like it because, you know what, life goes on, and life is beautiful, and life is to enjoy it. And I do feel very much that life is bringing you a lot, and there's a lot to you for you to enjoy. I want to give you the month of August. What's the month of August for, please?
Three birthdays and a wedding anniversary.
Now, the wedding anniversary. Well, celebrate this in a big time because I do feel that's what the spirit world said to you. Celebrate, okay? Enjoy life because your life is not finished yet, okay? You still
right.
A lot. You have got a lot of time in this world. You got a lot. Even if you don't think there is much to go on for, guess what? There is a lot to go on for, right?
Right. Right.
Darling, I look forward to one day, perhaps in the future. You never know. You know, perhaps our paths will cross and we can have a laugh about this, okay? Because
yeah,
I know that...
I have relatives in Belfast. There you go.
Sorry?
I have relatives in Belfast, but I've never been there.
Oh, I'm in there at the end of the month, on the 30th of June. I'm in Belfast on the 30th of June. I do a psychic night with the lovely Claire. So... Why don't you just fly over and we meet there, all right? Dali, God bless. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. And I sincerely hope the things get better your way, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, love. Don't forget, if you like to retweet this message, you just go to www.mikespiritfm, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, darling.
Thank
now, I'm moving on to the area code area 818. 818, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Oscar?
¿Con quién hablo?
My name is Mari,
okay.
And I'm
Mari.
Calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, ¿tú hablas español?
Sí, soy de sangre cubana.
Uy, qué hermosura. Bueno, I know it's very rude, because perhaps, you know what, perhaps this is the answer to what I've been thinking about it, because I was thinking about it doing another show, but in Spanish, because there's so many people, Hispanic-Americans in America.
Yes.
There's so many
yes.
people there, so perhaps that's what I will do. I have been to Cuba, I've been to... I forgot at the moment, but I have been to this part of Cuba. I love it very much. I've been twice in there, actually. But,
oh, wow. Well, you
wow,
beat
yes.
me twice because I haven't
yeah.
been able to go back. Well, I was born here, but my family's from Cuba.
It's Cuba. Oh, absolutely. You don't know what you're missing. Absolutely. People's beautiful. I'd like to, I know the we're running now the time here, but however, I'd like to bring a lady who's coming here very close at the moment. Now the lady who's coming here very close to you, she's coming from your mother's side of the family. Now I want to bring a grandmother here. Do you understand, please? Your grandmother in the spirit?
Yes, my grandmother and my mother's also. My mother's also on the other side.
Absolutely, because I want to bring one by one here because I feel these two ladies, they come here with so much love for you. They like to bring a lot of, you know what, the way that these ladies love the music, because I do feel the music is very much not just with them, but also with the Cuban people.
Yes.
But your mother just gave me a painful problem in my stomach, so I don't know if she would go to the problem. The way I feel at the moment, the word it tastes to me, is a cancer connection here. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, I do.
And it's the kind of way that she said to you, to just tell her that I'm okay, I'm good. But she didn't speak English, she speaks Spanish.
Well, that's why I was hoping to talk to you, because I don't know if it's easier for you to translate to me any messages. Do you know what I mean? I know in spirit it probably doesn't matter. Language is probably not a barrier.
No, there's no barrier. There's no barrier at all. Because
But I think the culture helps, knowing.
Absolutely. No, but I give it, it's, Last week I give you a reading to this gentleman. He is Chinese. The father was Chinese. Never speak English. Never spoke English one in his life. But the spirit world, they speak the language. There's one universal language. That's all. They speak the language, whatever I speak. So I got very good communication with your mother at the moment. And what she said to me, say, darling, that is not a barrier. She can promise you there's not a barrier. She can talk to you through me or through any medium, even if they never spoke Spanish. She will make herself understand. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, yes.
Really. You know, it's unfortunate because I would love to continue talking to you, but unfortunately, my producer said to me, time. Okay? I got 2 minutes.
Will you be on next Tuesday?
I'm always on
Wednesday.
I'm always on a Wednesday night. Wednesday night at the same time, same place, you know, at the same station. So if you like to call back again, but then again, you know, if you want to know or you'd like to link with me, do you on Facebook at all?
Okay.
Do you do Facebook?
I do.
Okay, if you go to Facebook and you go to my website, which is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, and then there is a button there for the Facebook. You just press the button and I will accept you straight away. Okay?
Okay.
Me gusta la voz tuya. Tienes una voz muy, muy linda. Te felicito.
Gracias. And I will definitely call you next Wednesday.
Please do. You're very welcome, okay? We'll be talking
soon,
okay? Thank you. Thank you. God bless, and you take it. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to apologize to all the callers because I know there's so many people still calling there, and I do like to apologize, but the only thing I can say to you is next week, trying to call earlier, and I will talk to my producer just to make sure that he starts taking the calls perhaps 20 minutes earlier. The like that I will spread myself a little bit shorter and make it easier for you. I'd like to also, before I go, I'd like to thank you, all of you, from the bottom of my heart. I'd like to say thank you for allowing me to enter to your homes. In the meantime, may your circle be with you all. May your circle be with you always. God bless and thank you.
Shining on us all. We each choose roads to call our own, but none of us is traveling through this universe alone. And this circle just goes.